You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sweet Shannon Osborne is sitting here in studio. You told me off the air that you were productive last night. What does that mean?
I was so productive. I did my laundry and put it away in the same night.
Whoa.
I don't think I've ever done before, you guys.
I don't think anybody's ever done that in the history of laundry.
That's hilarious. How many times have you gone to do a load of laundry? And you've opened up the washing machine, and there's clothes that have been in there for like 6 days.
And then you open the dryer, and it's full, too. And you're like, oh, yeah, I did towels.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, in our house, there's usually at least four or five baskets of clean clothes just laying throughout the house.
Yes!
You know, in the bedrooms or in the living room, where you're like, oh, yeah.
Am I a complete oddball in that I kind of like doing laundry?
Yes.
And
I kind of like putting it away.
Yes.
Not other people's.
Just your own?
Right, because I've been a bachelor for so long, I'm used to just doing my own. And Gretchen doesn't want me doing hers anyway. We do our laundry separately.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of enjoy it.
I like towels. I like doing towels.
It's zen-ish.
Yeah, I like folding the towels, doing the triple fold and the smell. And
everybody folds towels differently, too.
They sure do, buddy.
Right? And when you get married, you find out that you don't have the same folding style.
I used to be a single fold. Now we're double fold. Because of Nicole. So, you fold it into square, but then she folds it in half again. So that, I guess that would be a double fold. So it's like thicker, but they go into the shelf better, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stupid.
That might be a new dating app, is like just finding someone who folds the same way you do.
Pictures of your closet.
Or your all your t-shirts.
And then you go out and you're like, oh my God, I've been looking for someone who folded towels just like this. We can get
married.
Hot.
It's so hot.
Shannon told us also that yesterday she met somebody and had an experience when it came to the greeting.
Yes.
You want to tell us about that?
Yes. So the dog walking job I've mentioned. I was out and about doing that, and I ran into a girl who wanted to find a dog walker. So I told her all about my company, and she was like, I'll be in touch, and pretty much just reached her hand out to me. And just like handed her hand to me.
Oh, it's the limp noodle,
like,
right?
Almost like I was about to get on my knee and kiss it.
One of those.
Just handed it to me, and I went to shake it, and it didn't move. I had to move it, and then just kind of let go.
Oh no!
It was horrific.
It's like shaking
hands
with a cadaver.
I hope I never see you again after this experience.
Oh.
It was so weird.
I hate the limp handshake.
Don't
you?
I hate handshakes.
Yes, Jeremy and I have talked about this before, and we're on board with you. We're ready for something else to happen instead of the handshake, because let me ask you this, because you talk about the limp, wet fish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like if somebody, I told you when I met somebody a couple of weeks ago that it was almost like the trifecta of bad handshakes, in that it was no grip, very limp, mm-hmm. didn't move, like Shannon said, and was damp.
No. The wet hand.
Right. The damp.
That's the worst.
The damp, limp fish handshake.
You pull it away and wipe it on your pants.
You instantly want to run to a bucket of hand sanitizer and just dunk your hands in it. You're like,
yeah. So let me ask you, is that worse than the overshaker?
Is that the holding too long?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. They just don't let go.
Maybe I need to come up with a different term. I was thinking, overshaker would be too long.
Too long.
Are you talking about death grip shaker?
I hate those guys.
Death grip is always somebody who wants to just like bring you to your knees in
gotta
pain.
They got to prove something, that it's like the hardest handshake ever, and you can feel your hand pop, and you're like, come on.
They must have read some article that said a firm handshake is what shows your
confidence. Well, you should have a firm one, but that's like...
It's hard.
WWF, like, that's like the rock squeezing you.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And then you're right about the people who don't let go, and you almost have to put your foot up into their chest
and pull away.
Pull your hand back.
Pop.
What is so hard about learning how to shake hands? Like Shannon, reach over here. Come here.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. Come here.
My hands are like sweating.
My hands
thinking
are damp
about shaking
too.
Your hand right
no,
now.
No, but come here. But we're going to just talk about.
There's hand sanitizer.
We're just
going to
talk about the style. So let's each do the style the way we do it. All right. So this is how I shake hands.
Ooh. Okay. Dom's like a wiggler. You like wiggled. I do like two like up and down, and you were like, shut up.
Well, I knew you were uncomfortable and you wanted out, so I just
You're quick. You're like boom.
Quick.
You're one up, one down.
It's a greeting.
No, it was more like wiggly.
You know, we're not trying to like exchange, you know, the type of DNA material that lets you know if you're going to mate with this person or not. I just want to greet somebody. I don't want to stay in contact for 10 seconds.
Isn't that funny just in itself that to greet somebody, we have to go up and touch them?
Yeah,
isn't
why?
That why do we have to touch?
I don't want
to. Well, I don't want to touch.
What if the and people say, well, it's just, you know, our culture and our history. Well, what if our culture and our history was you go up and you sniff behind somebody's ear? I mean,
right.
What if it was that?
I'd rather.
Would we still be fighting for that?
That was wet.
Oh, here's the hand sanitizer.
Thanks,
for you.
Thanks,
Dom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oof. Hard push. Got
get
it.
Get it.
We advocated once years ago for the bow on this show. How do you feel about that?
I like the bow. I'm kind of on board with just the fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fist bump.
You can't get that wrong,
maybe
really.
The elbow touch or something. You touch elbows.
Elbow
I don't know.
Touch.
I don't know. I think we can eliminate all touching, I guess. I kind of like the bow.
Bow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, like, how far down do you
Oh, it doesn't
bend?
Have to be a light. You don't have to go. It
you maintain eye contact.
A
right?
Sure.
Bow.
Yeah, just like this.
A light bow.
Yeah.
I like the bow.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure to see
that
you.
I enjoyed that exchange we just had.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I mean, there are cultures around the world that do the bow, and I think
Absolutely.
That is very respectful.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you. And then you bow.
A little bow. Just, and we're not
Good day, sir.
We're not talking about a curtsy like you see people do. We're just talking about down, what'd you say, that's about 20 degrees maybe? 20, 30 degrees.
Go a little farther. A little farther.
Keep going.
A turn around. Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Shannon says that Zach was talking about the two-handed handshake. You know when they take your hand and then they take their left hand and they cover up your hand?
They clasp it so you have double-handage.
Yeah, you're really trapped.
And then what if both of those hands are wet and sweaty?
Yeah.
Ah, you should just chop your hand off.
It's like you're
after
in a,
that encounter.
It's like you're in a damp cave. I don't want that.
I don't like that at all. Tiff wrote in on Facebook. She says, what about when they combine the death grip handshake with the something to prove handshake where you get pulled in? She says that makes me so uncomfortable with about 40 O's. She says, not only do I get a broken hand, but I also have to smell what you had for breakfast. Isn't that true that you get the hard one and then they pull you in too?
Yes.
Like, hey, Bob, it's real good to see you.
What is the point of that?
I don't know.
What are they trying to do?
It's a power move. It's a total power move.
Yeah. Sean says, I agree that the limp fish is horrible, but you mentioned the death grip. That's the way my wife shakes hands, and I'm not kidding. I've had friends tell me she's brutal. I've talked to her about it, and she says it's the way her father taught her to be strong and confident. So it's women who do that, too, and that's from Sean.
Isn't there something to that when you're a man and you go up and shake a woman's hand and she has the very
hard,
the death grip? There's something.
What?
I don't know. It's unsettling.
Yes.
I don't want to say much more. But this just, it's.
Well, I know what you're thinking.
You know, it's a, you know. Nothing wrong with being dainty and beautiful and a nice handshake.
We would need a woman to vocalize what we're thinking.
Correct.
Because we can't get away with saying it.
I can't. But it's just something unsettling about that.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, quick.
Brittany says, hey, boys. Two Z's.
What, Britt?
She goes, what do you think of the air kiss on the cheek? There's no touching, but it's very sweet. I'm in favor of that.
I've never done that.
No.
It seems so ridiculous.
I've seen it done a million times.
I've never done it.
And I'm trying to imagine a couple of dudes meeting for the first time, say at a business meeting. And instead of the handshake, they lean
Brad,
in and they
Mike.
Do the air kiss on each cheek.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because you got to do both left and right.
You do the double air
to
kiss.
To do it properly.
Uh-uh. Again, unsettling.
Brittany, we're going to say no.
No, Britt.
But thank you for participating.
We'll give you one more here from Angela. One sentence. It just says, I'm all for the salute.